Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, February 9th, 2026. College of the Atlantic's 24-hour fundraising challenge starts at midnight tonight, and you are invited to join them, maybe for a cup of cocoa by a bonfire. Here are all the details.
Thanks so much for having me on. My name is Lynn Bolger. I am the Vice President of Institutional Advancement for College of the Atlantic. I am so excited that this is the 14th annual 24-hour challenge at the college, which will be held Tuesday. Our big, hefty goal is to raise $125,000, which will be matched one-to-one by a group of our trustees and close friends who are as supportive of the college as you can be. The money is used for student scholarships and, you know, merit scholarships and financial aid for students who otherwise would not be there. It is our, by far, largest fundraising appeal of the year. We have had such a remarkable response over the last 14 years. I have been at the college, oh my gosh, off and on for 20 years. And so I started this 14 years ago, and I hear from alumni with their stories of meeting their partners at the college and hear about their kids now. I hear from parents saying that their children blossomed at the college. People call, will drop by. Staff and faculty are all in. Students take money out of their jean pocket for the cause. Aunts and uncles who we had never met said, oh, my student, my niece and nephew called me and said, you know, you have to do this because we have this huge goal. So it's just this one day of excitement, nostalgia, memories, connection for the cause of a COA experience for the students that are there. It has grown every year with more alumni, more donors, and we're hoping that the community itself gives. There are all sorts of ways to do that. For those of you who want to participate, you can send in a check within the memo line, the 24-hour challenge. Most people give online, which is a very easy way to do. Pop on our website. We have a Venmo account that's very easy right off of your phone. And of course, if you're feeling especially generous, gifts of stock and wire transfers for those who may want to get that kind of tax credit. Most of the match over the years have come in $25 and $50 and $100 donations via online. And we have a phone bank ready to answer students and me. And one of the most beloved sort of parts of the 24-hour challenge is we set up a bonfire. We have s'mores. People bring their skates. We have an ice rink on campus. We have special guest appearances coming up of former faculty, included Bill Carpenter, who was with us for decades, a founding faculty and former president. Steve Katona will be around the bonfire. Susie Lerner, who was really instrumental in our arts program. Rich Borden, former president Darren Collins, who started the 24-hour flame. So the challenge is 24 hours starting 12:01 on February 10th, Tuesday, and ends at midnight. And that the time for the, you know, come and see us part is 4 to 7 p.m. And the whole community is welcome. And it's a fun way to do it. There is an on-campus sauna that you have to sign up for, but would help you with that. And so it's a great day all around.
That was Lynn Bolger from the College of the Atlantic. The website for more information is coa.edu. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.